good day, good people of St. John the Divine. I'm sorry that I can't be with you in person today, but I wish you every blessing for your Thanksgiving weekend. And it's a privilege to serve as your bishop and to be able to speak with you in this way this day. From our scripture today, we heard, "Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life." The food that perishes. I just have to laugh when I hear this passage right now, because with two teenagers in the house, including a son who grows a bit like a chia pet right now, I swear to God, every night I just put him to bed and he is bigger in the morning. There is a lot of perishables that come into our house. And so much of what we bring into the house, as much as I do my best to avoid it, is overpackaged and requires too much of the earth. And then, of course, there's all the cell phones and the technology and the clothes and all this stuff that we consume. For we live in a consumer culture, and so much of what we consume is indeed perishable. And when we pray the Lord's Prayer, "Lead us not into temptation," that really the biggest temptation a lot of us face day in and day out is the temptation to consume, the temptation to covet, the temptation to believe that we deserve or that we want more. Which is why Thanksgiving is so important. It reconnects us with gratitude. It reconnects us with abundance. And it reconnects us with stewardship. Today's first reading from the book of Deuteronomy takes us back to another time and another place thousands of years ago, but the wisdom contained in today's passage never gets old. For we are called, first and foremost, to be grateful for all that God has done for us, for the land that we live on, for the food we enjoy. And as today's reading reminded us, the first thing we are to do with all the bounty we have been given is to give some of it back. Today's reading reminded us that the first thing we do with the harvest is we have a feast at which we invite the aliens and the foreigners, so that together we can celebrate the bounty that God has given us. The universal and unending truth behind today's passage is that it's the first fruits of what we are given that we are to bring to the shared table to share with those who have less and those who have nothing at all. Today's passage reminds us that what we have is not ours, but is God's. And the first call upon it is the common table, not our own table, the common table. This is a hard passage to live into, for we too easily get tricked into thinking that we have somehow earned our good fortune, earned our money, earned our food, and that we deserve it, and that we deserve to keep it for ourselves. But the Bible reminds us that no, in fact, we haven't earned any of this. All things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. That's what we say when we come to the altar, but that's what we should say any time we walk into our own homes, any time we look at our investments or our bank accounts, any time we look at any of our possessions, we should say, "All things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee." For what we have earned not so much by hard work, but by grace, by some combination, usually, let's face it, of luck and grace and a little bit of hard work. But that doesn't mean that we are not called first and foremost to give it back. Remember, notice also in today's reading from Deuteronomy how every year as part of the festival, the people are told to remember their history, to remember how they were once slaves in Egypt. And it was God who brought them into the land of milk and honey. And it's out of gratitude for all of this, for God's faithfulness to them throughout time, that they bring the first harvest to God, that they have this feast with the aliens and the foreigners, as well as with their families and their neighbors. Fall is the usual time for parishes to engage in stewardship campaigns, and I'm so glad that the parish of St. John the Divine is doing this work of prayerfully and thoughtfully asking what portion of our bounty are we called to return for the good of the whole. Fall's a good time of year to do this for many reasons, not the least of which is that it helps the parish leadership put together a budget for the following year if in the fall people can prayerfully consider what they might be able to give in the following year. But more importantly, and I know for me this is true, it's important in fall of 2022 or whatever year it is to consider what I might give in 2023. I do this as a spiritual discipline because it helps me remember that I give the first fruits to God. I don't think about what I might have left over and then give that to God. I think about what I'm called to give of the first fruits to God. I call it the first fruits and not the leftovers approach to stewardship. Once upon a time, I worked in a church in Toronto that happened to be right smack in the middle of the richest postal code in Canada. Not everyone in that parish was rich, but the people in that neighborhood had the highest average incomes in the country. And to be frank, what I found out in that parish is that a lot of them were what I called leftover givers. Instead of pledging to the church a year ahead, they did what their accountants told them to do. And at the end of the year, when they figured out what they had left over, they wrote a check to the church. And it was frightening to me and to the treasurer how many of those checks came in sort of December 31st, at the very end of the year. And that parish taught me many things, not the least of which is this is not a good way to do stewardship. It's far better to encourage our people to give the first fruits and to be able to plan ahead, knowing what was probably coming. And so I invite you, good people of St. John the Divine, this year to be first fruits givers, not leftover givers. This fall, to think prayerfully about what you might be able to give to the church next year out of gratitude, out of a sense of abundance. And I'll tell you what I found to be true in my own life. It's that when you give from the first fruits, when the first thing you do with your money is consider how much of it you are called to give away, that makes you feel richer. James and I have done very well in life and we are very grateful for all we've had, but with two kids and with parents to look after and with mortgages and all that stuff, there's always that tendency to feel like there isn't enough. And so it's a spiritual discipline to take the first fruits, not the leftovers, and give them to God. And what it gives you is a reminder that there is enough, that even when we give part of our income away, there is enough left over, there is enough for us. And so I offer you that practice, this fall stewardship, not out of selfish self-interest, but knowing that you will actually be blessed if you learn to give the first fruits away. You will learn something of what it is to know that there is enough to be generous, enough to be thankful. For the Bible teaches us over and over again that our lives are most full when we move from the perishable to the imperishable. When we receive and see something of eternal life, when we sit at the common table with the foreigners and the aliens and our neighbors, and we share in the common cup and we eat from the one bread. We know that we have to get out of hiding away in our private homes, hoarding our goods, but instead we need to sit at table and share the feast. The parish of St. John the Divine makes a remarkable contribution to our diocese and our region. Whenever I'm in your place, I'm so uplifted by the music. I'm so inspired by the important conversations you have, wrestling with scripture and with the issues of the day. Your food bank is a huge ministry you offer to the larger community and a sign and witness of God's abundance and of us sharing the first fruits with those in need. A reminder that there is enough if we all bring something to the table. And so blessings for Thanksgiving. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, good people of St. John the Divine. And let all of us not be afraid to give the first fruits of what we have been given back to God, trusting that what we give, we will receive tenfold. I preach to you in the name of the one God of all time and space, creator, redeemer, and sanctifier, who is always and everywhere, lavishing us with an abundance. Amen.